A violent battle still ongoing in the Syrian city of Aleppo. Today, the government sent thousands of troops toward the city, if we're to believe the reports of activists. That's a day after Syrian government forces began using fighter jets to bomb the city. Aleppo's been the site of fierce clashes ever since rebel fighters launched an offensive last week. Ian Pannell is a correspondent with our partner, the BBC. He made it into the center of Aleppo and witnessed the violence firsthand.
It's the Islamic month of Ramadan. So when the sun goes down, another day of fasting is done. And in Syria, the rebel army comes out to fight. We joined a convoy on a highly dangerous mission to Aleppo, driving around army checkpoints, sneaking along back roads, headlights off to avoid being seen, passing under the nose of government troops, and into Syria's second city, where the insurgency has found its loudest voice. And the battle is at its most fierce.
Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! We are not in Allah!
Many here are desperate for the rebels to succeed, clamoring for freedom denied by their president. But as the rebels take over this district, many fear what you're really seeing is an Islamic takeover that'll unleash a whirlwind of division and bloodshed across this region.
Hundreds, perhaps as many as 1,000 rebel fighters have now pushed into Aleppo city. They've set up burning barricades to try and protect this particular district. There's a police headquarters and an intelligence office up the road, and their fear is that reinforcements will head from downtown Aleppo.
By daylight, rebel snipers take to the roofs, copying army tactics. They control a number of districts and are ready to defend them. It was another day of intensive fighting as the fighters try to extend their control and seek revenge against men they accused of being Shabiha, members of the brutal government militia. There's little justice on either side here. Losing Aleppo would be a potentially fatal blow to President Assad, and the fight back began, with helicopter gunships firing at rebel positions. But even with a tank they'd captured from the army, the fighters are vastly outgunned. But what happened next marked a dramatic escalation. For the first time, fighter jets took to the skies, arcing through the air and strafing the ground. A mark of how desperate the government's become. But the last word goes to the victims, to the wounded, and to the dead. Only the victims are blameless here, and however this ends, there will be more of them.
That's Ian Pannell, correspondent with our partner, the BBC. He's reporting from the center of Aleppo. And joining us now, Amr al-Azam, former member of the Syrian National Council and professor of history at Shawnee State. Amr, thanks for being with us again.
Thank you.
Your response to the level of violence in Aleppo, and especially the government's use of fighter jets there.
Well, this is to be expected. As you know, a few days ago, in fact, last week, there was a major upsurge in Damascus, which was a huge blow for the regime, especially that the fighting had spread right through the capital. And the regime's response has been very harsh in the capital, and that has allowed, but in sucking up and drawing in resources from around the country to defend the capital, this has freed up the rebels in other parts of the country, particularly in the north, to take advantage of this and launch their own offensives against the other major urban center in Syria, and that is Aleppo. So the regime now is very desperately trying to regain control of these major urban centers and prevent further loss of very crucial territory for itself. I think it's important to note, this is not the first time that we've seen jet fighters used against rebel positions, but this is the first time that we've seen it used against a very heavily populated urban area like Damascus or perhaps like Aleppo, and maybe might even start seeing it against Damascus as well. That's what's significant.
And does it give you any kind of indication, in your opinion, of the frame of mind of President Assad?
Oh, yes. I mean, it tells us that the regime is actually in a very desperate fight right now. I suspect that what we will have seen is, first and foremost, the regime will want to stabilize its lines. It will anchor its defensive position by holding and making sure it holds very securely both the city of Homs, which is the gateway to the coastal areas and the core areas of the regime, and Damascus being the capital. We know that pretty much the capital has now been recovered by the regime, although we do hear still a fighting down there. And now we're going to see the swing back up to the north to try and at least stabilize their position there. And we know that they've been recovering and moving troops from the Idlib area, from Jebel Zawiya, towards Aleppo in the hope of doing that. And I suspect what they're trying to do is reinforce what they have left up in the north before they swing from the south, once they finish stabilizing it and trying to catch the rebels in a pincer movement. That said, I think the rebels will be expected to put up a very stiff fight and prevent that. And I don't think the regime will have a very easy chance or task of doing that either.
You know, the chief of the Arab League said he believes President Assad's days are numbered. Many people are of the same opinion. But you heard Ian Pannell's report there that many people in Syria are afraid that the collapse of the government means the rise of an Islamic movement.
Look, it's very difficult to predict how this will go. And the fact that there is so much fighting going on all over the place is a risk. But I also think that many of the opposition movements, many of the factions of the opposition movement out there are very aware of this and have been working very hard to try and prevent this sort of chaotic collapse that would allow for such an eventuality. But that remains to be seen, and it is a concern for everyone.
Amr al-Azam is a former member of the Syrian National Council and a professor of history at Shawnee State. Thank you so much, Amr.
Thank you.